Father, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, we're grateful. Lord, thank you for everything you're doing right now and everything you're going to continue to do for our future. Lord, we just praise you right now in this moment. Lord, we'll never be in this moment ever again. So, Lord, right now we take time just to focus on you, Jesus. Because you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve all the credit, all the praise. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for being who you are, the great I am. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our deliverance. Lord, when it feels like everything's shaking around us, thank you for being our deliverance, our stability. Holy Spirit, we say thank you for living big on the inside of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us boldness, for giving us perfect love that casts out all fear. Lord, we thank you that in you there is no fear. There's perfect liberty, soundness of mind. Lord, thank you for making us bold on the inside, bold as a lion. Lord, to shake our world, to turn it upside down with the kingdom of God, with the plan of God, with the will of God. And we will do our part. In the name of Jesus, we say it by faith, as my brother minister said. We will declare the works of Jesus. We will be your hands and feet. Lord, we know what we're facing, what the cost is. We are the only Jesus that many people will ever see. May we represent you well, Lord. Represent you in what we say, in what we do, how we live publicly, how we live privately. Lord, may they line up for your glory. May we live in that glass house with boldness, unashamed, nothing to hide and nothing to fear. Thank you, Lord, for living big on the inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I think that was a proper prayer. How about you? Amen. Well, I want to play a little something. I want to put my 2 cents in. Everyone else got to play up here. I think I want to play a little something for you. We love you. Oh Lord, we're unashamed. We'll praise your name because you're worthy. Oh yes, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, to be praised. So Lord, I'll praise you. I'll lift your name because I know you stay the same from yesterday, today and tomorrow. You lift me up, you fill my cup, you took my sorrows. Somebody sing, I'll praise your name. I'll praise your name. I'm unashamed. It's because of your name. For yesterday, today and tomorrow, you are the same. You are the same. I think you got something going. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you that you're number one. May Jesus be exalted here tonight and tomorrow morning and for the rest of the meetings, no matter what's said and done on this pulpit, from this stage, from every guitar note, from every chord that's played, every song that's sung. May Jesus be glorified. And when we leave this place, may there be a new song in our heart that rings out with boldness that Jesus is alive in me. He's alive in my heart. He's alive in my soul because I feed on His Word and it never lets me down. It's changing my tomorrow as I'm saying it today. Things are happening. I'm sowing the seed of His Word and I'm reaping a harvest of the supernatural. I'm reaping a harvest of miraculous things. I'm reaping a harvest of substance that can't be seen right up front, but the results thereof. Oh, blind eyes open at these results. And lame legs do walk and will walk. And they'll walk for you if you'll dare to step out of the boat and dare to leave the crowd behind. You'll see lame legs walk. You'll see blind eyes see. You'll see deaf ears hear when you speak the name. Because it's above every name. The name of Jesus is above every name. It's above cancer. It breaks cancer in half. The name of Jesus mends hearts. The name of Jesus, when you whisper it quietly, even in the closet where no one can hear, can bring peace and harmony in a home full of chaos. It's the name of Jesus. There's a reason that we exalt it. There's a reason that we lift you up, Jesus, because you are everything. And you are everything to us. May we never forget what our source is. May we never be ashamed of who we represent. He's everything. And He is the one that is taking you home. Don't you forget it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you're bold for Jesus, it'll change everything around you. When you're unashamed of the God that you serve, He comes alive for you. Right. Now, He's alive whether you do anything or not. But see, there's a difference between something living aside from me and knowing something's alive in me. It's not enough to know that God's alive. Even Satan knows He's alive. The Bible says even the devils in hell know the name of Jesus and they tremble. It's not enough to know there's power in the name. You got to know the power of the name. Saying that name 100 times a day, if you did nothing else different than what you've done before this night, say His name 100 times a day. Get that name on your lips 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, and you'll see that the power will rise up from that name. It'll come up on the inside, and you'll begin to see fruit just because you're saying the name. When you don't know what to say the name. When you don't know what to do, say the name. Call on the name. The Bible says, anyone who calls on my name, I'll answer. Amen. And listen, when He answers big. He answers big because He's big. If there's one name to God, it's bigger. If there's two names to God, it's bigger and better. If there's three names to God, it's bigger, better, and bolder than anything or anyone or any circumstance. He is the best. And He'll be that way for you 100% of the time. Amen. You know it's true if you won't amen me or not. It is true. I've seen it. I've seen it change everything. I've seen it change everyone in a moment. That name and the worship of his name. You say, Joey, you're sure talking about Jesus a lot. I'm gonna, and you're gonna. Whether you know it, you're gonna talk about him and talk to him and worship him forever. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, forever. Forever. Amen. I love Jesus enough that I care what he thinks more than anybody else. Amen. Trying to see what I want to share with you next. Fuel for the takeover. I'd rather be 10 years gone back in my preaching than to be with the crowd who talks whack and still leeching, or to be among those that worship with faithless songs sung, who sing more about what they are going to do than what he has already done. No pun. No pun intended. Some of this was blended. But none should make you antsy, and none should be offended. But I'd truly rather be known as old-fashioned, because my memory bank's full of faith-filled scriptures, cha-ching, still cashing. And so many Christian mouths are writing checks that the devil can't wait to cash. When they ought to be stomping demons boot to face with a power bash. But it's a discipline. It's a lifestyle of right words, never loss, only win. It's the calling of what's not as though it were. It's a calling to formal faith-filled speaking when your flesh just wants to slur. And incur? No blur. Hazy junk, stuck in the funk, no sir. Stand up straight. Put the trash from out your mouth. Talk like you's from heaven even when you's in the dirty south. Because you's in this world, not of it. You's not below it, but above it. Never, ever, ever, ever gonna bow down to quiet. I came to preach faith here tonight. Drop your doubts and start a riot. Let's try it. Let's both, you and I, right now, put our mouths on a faith-only diet. Come on. You can't deny it. As far as my book goes and flows, I hope you buy it. And if you can't currently afford it, I'll give it. I'll give it. If you'll commit to read it 5 times through this week and get geared up to live it. And if you just say, Joey, dude, all's I got's a dollar, I'll take that money for my book. But then you've got to holler. In your heart, you got to say, I want to be a baller. I want to be a shot caller. An extraordinary, to the devil so scary, faith-filled, scripture-drilled baller. A gangster. I'm tired of just being a trash-talking, no-scripture-quoting wankster. I'm ready to make a real stand. Go toe-to-toe with God's flow and be an old-school, no-fool faith man. I'm ready for a faith plan. And I've got to have that yellow book to get shook. Can you put one in my hand, man? For sure. I'm so glad you told me. There was a time not long ago that I needed someone to hold me. I was so light on funds that I couldn't pay attention. I would have given my confession book, but I didn't have one to mention. But because of faith-filled confession, I stand before you tonight, a gospel gangster with possessions. So allow me to sow a seed to you for your tomorrow. I know not everyone will read it, but it's here for you to borrow. And God might lead you to move it on, but I guarantee its content will get your faith grooving and moving on. And if you'll read it every day for 30 days, by this time next month, you'll know more than 30 ways. More than 30 ways God can bless you. But it's time to confess you. It's time for a spiritual makeover, so by the Spirit you can take over. Yeah. I've got a book table out there. I don't know how many are in here. Probably more than the books I've got. But I got about 400 and something books out there. And so the first 400 and something people that come by the table, it's yours for free. Now listen. Amen. Thank you for those three claps. The reason why God put it on our heart, I told my wife today, I said, count up the books, because instead of selling them, we want to sell them. Now, we got CDs and DVDs out there, and you can buy as much as you want. You can give them away. But I want you to have this book, because I don't want to just deposit a word in your ear and then, you know, have it stay alive, you know, long enough. Some people hold on to a word and develop it, and some people need a little more help with it, and that's all right, because I'm a compassionate person, because we serve a compassionate God. Right. But what I really want to do, if I can do nothing else, is I want the Word to come alive in you. Something about the Word of God, it just changes everything. And there's nothing I could tell you really scientifically, or I could spend hours trying to convince you of this. It's just best that you experience it. And so I encourage you. The book is called Say What. It's my first book. We just printed it. We sell them for $5, but I want to sow a seed to you. And it's literally filled with confessions. The last half of the book is just gospel confessions inspired by the Holy Spirit, written just to you, because each scripture that it's based on is out of the epistles, the letters written to the church. And so if you'll commit to take that book and read it and confess those scriptures for the next 30 days, two things will happen. One, you'll get a free book. Two, you'll get a changed life. Woo! Amen. Praise the Lord. So please don't forget, I'll try and remind you after I'm done, come by and grab a book. If I'm not out there, just take one, but please just take one so everyone can get one. Anyone bring a Bible tonight? Yes. Amen. I want you to turn over to John chapter 2. Man, amen. I like it when the people right in front here are loud and yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. You probably know this story. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what am I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother says unto the servants. Now, I want you to notice here. He tells his mom, my hour's not yet. Don't call on me to do any miracles. She totally disregards, I guess moms can do that, disregards what he says and turns to the servants there and says, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Let's all say that. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Let's make it personal. Turn to your neighbor. Say, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. There's something about being a doer of the Word of God. Now, you're here tonight hearing the Word of God, and we won't turn there, but James talks about the difference between being just a hearer and a forgetful hearer at that, because you can't remember every single thing I'm going to say tonight. You can't remember every single thing that anyone's going to say at any time. But you can take what's said and do something with it. I like what my brother Jeremy Pearson says. Don't just do anything. Do what he would do. Right. Man, there's a big difference with doing something for God and doing what God wants you to do. Man, I spent years, even in the ministry, going around saying, Lord, I'm doing this for you. And I think half the time we say, Joe, I didn't tell you to do that. One time I put together a mission trip going to Mexico. And the whole time I was putting it together, nothing was coming together. My phone calls weren't getting answered. The email system, either my email would get down or I'd never hear back from them. And literally weeks went by and we had to buy some plane tickets. We had to get our stuff together. And I had people depending on me. They were putting their money together to go on this trip. And everyone kept asking, is everything okay? And I kept giving what I thought was a faith answer. But see, it wasn't a faith answer because I didn't have a word from God. I mean, no, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I kept saying, yes, everything's coming together. Everything's coming together. But on the inside, I kept thinking, are we supposed to go on this trip? The whole time I knew this was just a desire, but I didn't have a word to put faith in. Now, there's a difference between having a word and the word for you. I kept going to that scripture. Well, you know, Lord, you said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's true. We're supposed to go. But you know what? God has specific assignments for you, for your day. Tonight, there are specific assignments for you. And if you'll be sensitive and take time to listen, he'll tell you where to be, what to do, and how to do it, and you'll be blessed in the doing. Why? Because faith always reaps rewards, and faith is always based on what God told me to do. You know, we went all the way over to Oaxaca, Mexico, pulled up, took all day getting there, actually an overnight. Long story short, got to the base, walked down that dirt road, luggage in hand, my team was there. And the missions director, Brother Dwayne, if you're listening, I sure love you. Think about you all the time. But he was out front. And I said, hey, Brother Dwayne. He was out, cleaning up. And he looked at me. He said, Joey Roberts. I said, hey, how you doing? We finally made it. He goes, are you really here? I said, yeah, yes, sir. He came over and physically touched me. He's like, I thought I was seeing a vision. Come to find out, he never got one of my emails. He said, our email's been down for months. You know, it was an amazing thing. God, through his mercy, and because he's so good, he put some last-minute things together. But I knew in my heart that whole time, I had a desire, but I didn't have the word. There's a big difference. You know, God's got the word for you every single day, where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. If you suffer boredom, anyone ever been bored? I'm going to jump all over you for a half a second, then I'll build you back up. That means you're not currently doing what you're supposed to be. Because for the kingdom of God, there is no idle time. And the church said amen. Amen. If you suffer boredom regularly, it's time to check on, why am I not at the place I'm supposed to be at? Because if I'm at the place he tells me to be at, boredom's not an option. Amen. And God's got a place for you to be. He's not screwed up or mixed up. He knows exactly where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing, who you're supposed to be doing it with, and how you're supposed to be doing it. And he's got the supply and the power to get it all done. But I ask you, where are you supposed to be? Well, obviously, right now, you're in the right place because I'm here and I'm awesome and I got an awesome shirt and I got an awesome harmonica. Amen. So everything's awesome. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is the greatest preacher I've ever heard, ever. Now, I'll play one in a minute as a quiet seat prize. Listen. Whatever he says unto you, do it. Now, you know the rest of the story. Jesus tells the servants, hey, you go get the water pots. Now, these are the pots, you know, that they've been washing their feet in. Oh, okay. That was what was so heinous about this whole deal. He goes, says, hey, go get the water pots. You know, God's got oftentimes a funky way of doing things, but he knows what he's doing. Man, if it wasn't funky at times, it wouldn't require faith, would it?
Right.
It has to require faith. So sometimes the thing God is telling you to do seems far out. It seems funky, but you can. And there's always going to be a line if you're going to obey God. There's always going to be that line of, will I do this even though? Anyone ever been there? And it's up to you to, by faith, go, okay, God, for you. Not for anyone else. You know, there's some times in your life you just got to go, okay, I don't get this. But Lord, for you, I'll do it. Now, we feel comfortable at times. Keep looking forward. No one will know I'm talking about you. But we feel comfortable at times saying that to our girlfriend or our boyfriend. You know, there's things my wife will ask me to do, like clean the house. And I say, now listen, I wouldn't do this for anybody but for you. How come we can do that for our friends, but we can't do that for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who's taken us home? The one who's supplying all your needs, the great I am, the Holy One on the inside of you that's been making a way that seems to be no way. Every time he's gotten you out of the jam, he's been lifting you up. Your very heartbeat tonight, the very breath in you is because he said so. Yeah. I think it's time to start saying, Lord, okay, I may not want to do this, but because it's you. Man, you start saying that long enough, you'll get happy every time he tells you something. And it gets easier. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's getting easier for you. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. You know what happened here? A miracle took place. Everyone say, a miracle. A miracle took place. Is there anyone here tonight that needs a miracle? Now you're shouting, needs one, not wants one. I mean, you need a miracle. Maybe you need a miracle in your body. I'll tell you a story about a girl who needed a miracle. My buddy Dustin is back there. He can verify this. Now, this is one of thousands, but it's one of my favorites. You got any favorite stories? Yeah. Well, this is one of my favorites, and I tell it probably half the time I preach. We were preaching overseas. We were preaching in India, me and my buddy Dustin. Wave Dustin so that they know he knows the story I'm going to tell. And we got up and I preached Jesus, just like I'm doing here tonight. I preached Jesus as a healer to a Bible study, a church meeting of about 50, 80 people. And I preached it boldly. If you got to preach it bold. Say, I'm not a very loud person, Joey. Preach it bold. It'd help you to raise your voice when you're talking about him because it'll help you get over you. Amen. And you're worth getting over. Trust me. So I preached boldly the gospel. And I told all those people, God sent us here all the way from the United States. We flew 2 days to be here to tell you that there is one living God. And he sent his son Jesus to give you life and give you life more abundantly. And this life of Jesus, he is willing to manifest it right here, right now, in a real, undeniable way. Now see, a real gospel is worth really putting it on the line for people. A real gospel requires a real man or a real woman that really believes. Some folks don't know why they can't figure out why we're not getting the results that we want. You got to be a real man. You got to be a real woman. You are. A real man, a real woman. Don't let the devil tell you any different. You are the man and you are the woman that God created you to be. You have not missed it. Everything is working out for you. If you're not even born again or saved here tonight, I can tell you everything's working out for you because you're here. Amen. You're not in the wrong place. This is the right place at the right time. And God's got good stuff for you. And so I just told them everywhere we went. I said, Jesus is a healer. And if he can't perform miracles, I'm a liar. And if I'm a liar, he's a liar. And if he's a liar, his book is false and it's broken and you can burn it. Now see, that's the gospel that you're called to talk about and you're called to preach. See, that gospel, that gospel, when you talk like that, comes alive, you'll demand the respect and the attention of the hearer. You go in Central Park, New York, and you openly talk about Jesus being a healer and you publicly invite people to come and prove you wrong, you can get a crowd. Here's a question. Can he perform it? That's the golden question, isn't it? If I tell people about Jesus, will he show up? If I tell my friends that he exists, will he be able to show up? Will he perform? An even better question for you. Has he ever not?
Right.
Has anyone by faith ever called on him and he did not answer? Has anyone by faith, believing that he would show up, he did not? Can you give me one story from the Bible where anyone by faith called on God and he denied him? He didn't show up. He didn't heal them. He didn't raise the dead. He didn't walk on the water. He didn't cast out the devils. He didn't raise them up. Is there any story? I can't think of one. See, that ought to give you the guts and the boldness that you need to step out of the boat a little bit more. Man, some of you are verging on something. You've been thinking for weeks before you got here. You knew you would be meeting me right here in the streets face to face, and you would be challenged by me tonight to step out of the boat. You've been thinking about it. Some of you have been fearful about it, seeing my face, seeing my eyes, the crazy preacher from last year that made you feel the way he did. Well, I'm back. And I'm not going anywhere, Texas. I moved here as of last week. You better get used to me. Because I'm going to be around. Amen. I think the world could use a few people like me. That's why I'm here, to duplicate myself with you. Imagine what we could do if we promised the world victory in his name. Imagine the takeover. See, that's what it is. That's what we're doing here tonight. Look at that. Can you read? Can Texans read? We're about taking over. You might have not known who you was before now, but now you know because I told you so. You're about taking over. God's called you to take over something. And it starts with taking over your own heart with his word. It starts with letting him come in and fully fill you to overflowing. Turn to Ephesians for half a second. Do whatever he says. If he said it, he's got a purpose for it. If he said it, he's got a plan. No matter what it seems like, he's got a plan. Look at Ephesians. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the perfect will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Next verse. Oh, sorry. You should know this.
5:19.
I'm still laughing. Ephesians 5:19. Be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, oh God, what are you calling me to do? Oh Lord, if I just knew your perfect will, I'd do it. Lord, you know me. You know I just want to do your will. And Lord, if you'll tell me your will, I'll do it. See, some of you have been praying that for years. And I'm here to answer. God sent me to answer your prayer. Understanding what the perfect will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be ye, that means you, filled. One translation says it even better. Be being filled. Now digest that a moment. be being filled. That's different than just be filled. That's, I'm being filled. Oh, trust me, you're getting filled right now. Your spirit man right now is digesting what I'm saying. And it's like you're a carnivore and I'm the meat man. And I'm just feeding you steak right now. And your spirit man, you're going to go to sleep tonight and be dreaming about some of this. You're going to wake up a missionary tomorrow. Somebody tomorrow morning is going to wake up with a vision in their mind. You're going to be thinking differently after tonight. You're going to be thinking, man, what could I not do? I mean, if this is true, I could probably tell anybody about Jesus. If this is true, I mean, if I got power in me, I should probably do something about it. Amen. I'm going to win you by tomorrow. Even if you don't come back, we're coming to your hotel to find you. I'm leading a Jericho march out this door to find your hotel room to beat it down and preach at you in your bedroom. Because I'm like King Kong. I don't know what that's about. I just felt like saying that. Be filled with the Spirit. You want to know what the will of the Lord is in any situation? Here it is. Be being filled with the Spirit right then. Now, I don't want... Listen... Just by a show of hands, because I know you want a woo-hoo, but we ain't got time for that for a half a second. By a show of hands, how many tongue talkers? Yeah. Amen. Now listen. Check this out. You wooed, but now I got you. There's never excuse for you not to be full. Woo! Oh! Let's pray in the Spirit right now. Right now, sembre massa gindi ele basta coci anamana daily and the bazazia. Save banza. Come on, a little louder. Join me. I ain't gonna judge you. Prem basta zegalindi este se la banza go tien zagan. A little louder now. Come on, like you got it. Prem banga zesti e de denji e de banza gidi and I see you're getting bolder even right now. Prem brenzige. It does you good to hear other people praying in tongues. Prem basta ze. See, you should pray like this with your friends. Prem basta. Somebody's gonna start a prayer group after tonight at their house, and this is what everyone's going to be doing. Alright, stop. Now, you're a little more filled than you were 20 seconds ago. You say, how do you know that? Because all the answers are in here. How do I get filled? How do I be being filled? Speaking to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in my heart unto the Lord. You know, I started off a few minutes ago when I got up by singing unto the Lord and magnifying Him. See, when I come into a place to preach, I want not only me to be prepared, not only you to be prepared, but see, when we worship the Lord, the atmosphere gets charged. And the place gets filled with His presence. Well, how do I know that? Because the Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. When we begin to praise Him and worship Him, He woof, just comes right in like that. You can stay full all the time if you'll pray in the Spirit all the time. You can get filled anytime you feel empty just by praying in other tongues. Now, I said earlier, whatever He says to do, do this. I've been preaching this message like crazy since the beginning of the year. I don't know who else is preaching it. I haven't heard a lot of people encouraging with a loud voice and with boldness. You need to pray in other tongues. You need to pray in other tongues. You pray in the Spirit, it'll drive out that fear of everything, and you will walk in this life as you own the place because you do. And even if you don't know you do because He gave it to you. And it's time to get the understanding of what He gave that I know, hey, this land is my land. This is where I walk. The devil doesn't get to follow me around. No, I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm taking authority. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm staying filled with the Spirit to overflowing. It's coming out of me. You can sense it. My friends can sense it. It's in my talk. It's in my walk. It is my way of life. That That's power. The world can't have power like that. But you can. And you can have it anywhere, anytime. And see, that power of the Holy Ghost mixed with His Word, a daily strong, faith-filled confession. See, you're going to have that power when you go by the table and get your free book tonight. Man, you're going to be unstoppable, tongue-talking, fire-breathing, and then you're going to have that yellow book, and it's filled with the Scriptures, and you're going to mix that with the Spirit, and you're going to say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. So look out, world, here we come. Because I got the greater one on the inside of me. I'm telling you, you mix the two together. You mix the Word of God with the Spirit of God. You get the plan of God. You get the faith of God. You get the joy of God. You get the peace of God. I tell you, you get the peace of God, nightmares will just run away from your sleep time. Man, if you haven't slept good in months due to waking up, man, I tell you, before you go to sleep tonight, pray in the Holy Spirit. Get filled up and then go night-night. Amen. I think I got a couple more minutes. You ready to do this? No. Tonight's the quick punch and run. Tomorrow we're going to wind something out. Tonight we start a fire. Tomorrow you get the nuts and bolts to work it, all right? Whatever He says to you, do. Turn over to Psalms 1 for a minute. I'm so glad you came tonight. Because I'd have to preach to the chairs again. Yeah, I've done it before. I bet you my first 100 sermons were in my living room to my VCR. It's better than some audiences I've had. Blessed, Psalms 1, verse 1, is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, his joy, the thing that makes him happy is in the law or the word of the Lord. And his law or his word does he meditate day and night. His delight is in the word of the Lord. Whatever he says to you, do. Find joy by faith in finding out, Lord, what are you wanting me to do? Lord, what are you wanting me to say here in the marketplace? There's a reason why you notice the people you notice. Don't get squirmy. Hear me for a minute. There's a reason why you notice them and nobody else does. There's a reason why you feel on the inside like this person in the checkout line is depressed and nobody else seems like nobody else recognized it. There's a reason why the lady with the attitude behind the thing getting your coffee is upset and taking it out on you and you're recognizing this. Day to day, the world happens and nobody cares. But you do. You do. Or this wouldn't ring true in you. You know what I'm talking about. Even if you don't really know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. There's a reason why you recognize people. Why you think the way you do. Why you want to help somebody. That's him in you. And all you got to do, say, well, what can I do? Well, don't ask me, ask him. Because he knows what to do about everything to do, about any time to do, and how to do it, and how to get it done right, how to get it done fast. Amen. But hear me. When you ask him what to do, oh, it's going to feel so good. And sometimes so scary. And so exciting all at the same time. But then when you decide, I'm going to do it, no matter what, each time it gets a little easier and a little bit bigger. First, it might start off with, man, that person in front of me, they are short $1.29 for their mocha. Just mocha. You know a grande Starbucks mocha? You know, with the whipped cream on top? Maybe some caramel drizzle? Maybe a little of that sweet salt that they have around the holidays that seems to linger a little while? And people try and pocket it and sell it on eBay. You know, the one that's got two shots of that awesome espresso that all you crazy kids like? But see, I like to get an ad of two shots because I like double trouble. And you got to do it all the way. Amen. So you got a quad shot rolling. Grande mocha. Four pumps. Full pumps, bartender. Four. I'm watching. Four pumps of that chocolatey goodness. And I want mine extra hot. 180. Turn up the heat. And when I order coffee like that, I like to talk like this. Because I feel awesome when I talk like this. I'll take a quad grande. Quad grande mocha latte with extra whipped cream, no foam. And I want the caramel drizzle, and I want extra salt. And then I want a little cup of salt on the side, if you please. And here's a dollar tip for your tip jar, because I'm going to work you. And I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm getting out there. Four shots, four pumps, 180. Everyone say that. That just feels good and right to say. Four shots, four pumps, 180. Man, you go into the Starbucks tomorrow, four shots, four pumps, double trouble, turn up the heat, here's your dollar bill. Now, it's going to cost you like $8, but blessed, everyone say blessed,
blessed
is the man
who orders Starbucks
that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight. I'm going to close with this in a minute, and then I'm going to break dance like you've never seen. I just might. I probably won't. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. Now listen, as I said before, there is a place of power. There's a place of authority. There's a place of blessing. There's a place of favor. There's a place of grace. And check this out. There is a real place of miracles. We promised in India that night. You see, you thought I forgot, but I got the mind of Christ. And the wisdom of God's form within me. I put off the old man and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him who has created me. That's a confession. You'll find it in the yellow book. But we promised Jesus was a healer. Now, why did I promise that night and every night that Jesus is a healer? Because he said he was. And he said, if I would go out into the world, into the places I'm at, and preach the good news, share the gospel, and tell them what he can do, then he will have an opportunity to do it. People walk around and go, well, I don't believe in God. Make them.
Come on.
You have the ability to make people believe. You have the ability to make people believe. Not believe you, believe on him. But they will believe you. How can you deny when you tell a 12-year-old girl, hey, deaf ears are nothing for Jesus. He raises the dead. Came back from the dead himself. You know, we had an older woman bring her daughter down that night. And I said, whatever sickness, whatever disease, Jesus is bigger. Now, you ask Dustin back there if this is the gospel truth. Little girl, 12 years old, came down stone deaf. never heard in her life. Therefore, no real voice about her. Never heard, never really talked, never had sound, never could sound out words. And I said, Jesus will heal you. Jesus will heal you. And her mother just stood there bawling in hope. You know, hope's good. Mm-hmm. Never diminish anyone's hope. Hope gets us started. Mm-hmm. Hope will get the party started.
Amen.
Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Do these things in my name. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, Luke 10:19. And over all the power of the devil, and nothing can hurt you. How real will you let him be? How real do you want him to be? We just simply put our hands on her and said, in Jesus' name, ears, be whole. You know what happened? I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm just kidding. Man, you can go from being a rock star to... Her ears instantly... See, you already knew the answer. Her ears instantly popped open. And the joy of the Lord came on her face. Amen. Now, that's one of thousands of miracles that we've witnessed. His name works if you'll believe it. There was one time that he went to his hometown, and I might talk about it tomorrow. And nobody believed. He went home to preach like he had done everywhere else. He preached, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me, Luke 4:18, to preach this gospel. And he closed the book. And he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Basically, here I am. And everyone got offended at him. And there, the Bible says he could do no mighty work. Because of unbelief. But see, you're not an unbeliever, you're a believer. Right. You're not a doubter, you're a believer. Right. You're not a doubter, you're a believer. Right. You're not a doubter, you're a believer. Say, I'm a believer. Not a doubter. I'm a believer. Not a doubter. Let's add something. I feed my faith. And I starve those doubts to death. I have no doubt in me. I have no fear in me because I'm a believer, not a doubter. No fear. No doubt. Only faith. Big God.
Big God.
Big God. What are we doing? We're feeding our faith. We're charging ourselves up. Let's stand to our feet. I don't know what's next, but it's about to get wild, I think. I don't know what's next. Hey, before I turn this back over, how many would like to hear one last rhyme? We'll do one last one, and then I'm going to hang it up because I could preach to you all night.
All right, bring it.
See, you say that, but I know you really do. One last rhyme. Move over, Rover. Let Brother Joey take over.
Okay.
Let Jesus do your steering and let this faith come up by hearing. Let's all get on the good foot and do the bad thing. And when I say the bad thing, I mean the rad thing. I mean the good thing with the good bling, with the holy punch and anointed sting. No more battling. No more climbing up the laddering. I'm now righteous, so when it comes to old snake Satan, I stopped his rattling. Satan is so afraid of me. When he sees me coming, he goes running. Pees his pants while evading me. There ain't no hate in me, only great in me. Because I got the greater one, he's the greater gun. He gave me the spirit sword because he is my spirit Lord. Did I mention there'd be no baiting me? One time, he almost had me. I got worried about others rating me. Were they hating me or degrading me? But for real, I just came to get my preach on, get my teach on. roll up both sleeves spiritually and get my reach on. I'm like King Kong up in the spirit realm. My tongue does the steering for my spirit helm. I'm the spirit-filled gospel Freddy on every street, not just Elm. That was tight. Because I'm the devil's nightmare. He can't get rid of me. I drop bombs of good works and gospel psalms everywhere I be. I slice up scriptures, making them bite-size. The devil tried to make y'all feel small, but hear me now, you're the right size. The dudes up in here be the right guys. The ladies in this place got the right eyes. All my girls in the place are Proverbs 31. So fellas, keep your hands to yourself. Don't be trying, son. See, some of y'all didn't amen that. That's wrong. God's got all of us here by reservation. Jesus paid the price for your preservation. And as far as things go here tonight, lend me your eyes and ears. I want to share some light. I want to shed it on scripture for you. And all y'all in the middle section, I don't want to bore you. So if you didn't come to get down with this, grab a seat on the Outer Banks tomorrow. There and only there you can frown at this. I want to get down with this. I want to go 9 rounds tomorrow with this. I've got pounds and pounds of this. My faith knows no bounds with this. I want this middle section tomorrow morning filled with people who know they've won the fight. Yes. I'm asking for some help from folks who already know their rights. Can I get a woot woot? Now an amen?
Amen.
Is there even 10 people here that know this J-man?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jesus, son. He's the man with the plan inside who put the devil on the run.
True.
He was here tonight and tomorrow, and worth every bit of praise. So get up on your gospel feet and with both hands upraised. Let's shout unto God before we leave with a giant voice of praise. Hallelujah! Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We're going home bigger. We're going home bolder. Something happened in our spirits here tonight. We're stretching. We're growing. And tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow we walk differently and we talk differently and we think differently. Now I challenge you tonight before you go. Do something special for somebody in the name of Jesus tonight. Before you go to sleep, do something special for someone else and do it in the name of Jesus. Sow a seed. Sow a specific seed to somebody. Here tonight, before you go to sleep, sow a seed. It could be a prayer. It could be some money. It could be something. You could buy something out there for somebody. Sow a seed. Not to me, to somebody here. Be Jesus to somebody tonight. Yes, sir. And it'll set you up to be Jesus tomorrow. I love you.